This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Wednesday Talk Show for this Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Terry Toden. Joining me in studio is Roy Hurdle, the County Board Chairman and good friend. Good morning, Mr. Hurdle.
Good morning, Terry. Nice to see you.
It's good to see you, and I hate to start off with some sad news, but I regret to inform our listeners that that Hayward Talley has passed away this morning. The former owner, general manager of WSMI, the man who, along with Tom Payton, back in 1950, put WSMI AM 1540 on the air. And shortly thereafter, Mr. Payton passed away, and Hayward and Emma ran the station for years and years and years, and now the sons have taken over. But it's a loss, and I've had the pleasure of working here for I'm into my 38th
Long
year now.
Time.
38th year now. And, you know, the relationship I had with him as far as was not the typical boss and employee type relationship. He was just a terrific guy. And
Mr. Talley was a great businessman, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He knew the need and the need for this radio station to be here. That he had the foresight to put it here. It's been very successful. He's made it successful.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just another, as I've kind of said, Terry, it's one of the pillars. It's the that group of our older generation, and now we're kind of the older generation, but the older generation that made things work. And he was one of them.
Yeah.
I really got to know him 1979, 1980 is when we really became acquainted. I'd known him before. We'd been out here for a few things, but when I ran for circuit clerk, I came and visited with him. He's the one that helped, you know, do some of my ads.
Sure.
And talk to me about what they could do and the cost. And, you know, here the guy, the owner of the station's doing that. It's not somebody else, not an employee. He was doing it. And I think that's probably why he was successful, is that he did the hands-on things every day to run this business. And he was here every day. Him and Emma were here every day.
And it's been just a short time that they haven't been here every
right.
day.
Right. And yes, yes.
So
I think I don't remember the last time I stepped in and said hello to him, but it's not been that long ago when I was out here and he was here.
Yeah. So
it's sad, but you can celebrate a good long life. He was 91 years old. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed what he did. He was a very kind of quiet man, but he would get on here every once in a while and do an editorial. Mm-hmm. Now, I hadn't heard him do those in a long time, but years ago, he'd do a few editorials on here. And I think even, was he on with Russ Pence every once in a while, came on and would say something? I don't know why that sticks in my mind, but.
On occasion, he would do kind of a Christmas greeting or something that would run around the Russ Pence show.
Okay.
Who was another grand gentleman that I miss dearly.
He had 20 years of doing the program with Russ. When he played the piano, that was a great show with the two of you.
Yeah. Just a blast.
Well, and again, those kind of things, Mr. Talley knew what this part of the world wanted. He had that.
He was smart.
Yeah, he had
he
that
was a
sense,
smart guy.
Sense of what should be on this air. And, of course, if there was any nonsense on here, he was going to get you.
There were a couple of comments Now, Terry, we don't want to be talking like that. Okay.
I don't see how Ralph Niehaus ever got on here.
Another dear friend who we missed to this day.
Yeah, he ever got on here.
And along with Hayward, of course, Emma, who was out here and was
ran the books
and in charge of the office and was office manager and you know, that's not always easy to do a family business
and get along, but
I admire the family has been very good to me. And people ask me, what about Hayward? And I said, let me just tell you a little bit about it. Just a quick story here. When he hired me, okay, I said, okay, that's cool. I'm looking forward to this job. Of course, I've grown up in Raymond. I grew up listening to the radio station, so I kind of knew a little bit about it. But I was, a 22-year-old kid that thought I knew a lot, and I knew absolutely nothing. but I did tell Hayward, I said, look, I want to work here, and I intend to work here and work hard, but I also want you to know that I'm buying into this thing full-time, full-blown. So there might be times where I come to you and say, hey, maybe we could do things in a different way and do them better. And then there are times that I'm going to come in here and maybe say something to you, and you're going to say, okay, I'm the boss, and that's the way we're going to do it. And that's how it was. And I would just knock and walk in. And Hayward, you never had to make an appointment. If I had something on my mind, he was willing to listen to me speak.
That's the kind of perception I had of him.
To put things in perspective, he was terrific, putting things in proper perspective.
I believe that. I remember the bell that didn't
it? Yeah.
Right
the
outside.
Sales bell.
The sales bell. When they sold an ad, he'd
ring the bell.
I wasn't out here a lot, but I've hung around this place.
Well,
I guess too long, maybe.
Some of the funniest shows we've ever done, Roy, with when you've been on the talk show with me and Ralph and some of the gags. But anyway, John Marty and I and the rest of the staff, we'll talk more about Hayward a little bit as they go on.
And you've been here the longest, right?
Well, with the exception of the Tally Boys, Brian.
Yeah,
Kevin.
The family. Other than the family, you're the senior member. So.
I always tell people I was the young pup. Now I'm the old dog.
Well, we all get old. I'm sorry. And you've been here and what some great times this radio station's had.
Yeah. Yes,
I mean, and we'll have more. Mm-hmm. He will be missed.
Yes.
But that generation
is passing on.
Well, my mother's 98 years old. Yeah. I mean, they grew up different than we have.
Yes, they did.
And they were tougher than we are. I'm sorry.
They
for
were.
All of my baby boomer folks, but
they were.
As I used to tell my mother, you used to cook with lard, And today, if you said, we're going to put lard in that, everybody would be running from you.
And the one thing I'll tell you right now, if you don't use lard in making a pie crust, it's not as good.
She made still can make a pie.
Oh, I bet so.
But, they were just tougher, Terry. But they lived through some tough times, too. And he did.
Yes.
They all did at that age. Anybody that's in their 90s lived through some of the toughest times of this country.
Yeah.
And it made him tougher, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
And he served in the Signal Corps during the war.
That's sad.
I'm glad you're in studio with us today.
Well,
because
I've
considered you a good friend for a long time. And there have been times I've called upon your expertise and your advice for things that you would probably say, what the heck is he talking about? But you were certainly very helpful. And just your service to the county has been tremendous. I just congratulate you on
how big is my head getting?
Well,
here?
We still got a couple inches to go.
And
we're here not to talk about that part of it. We're here to talk about you and your survivability and your toughness.
Well, things are brought to a different perspective when you find out, everybody says when you hear that C word, mm-hmm. It does give you a different perspective of life. And when a doctor tells you if you don't do anything, you got 3 months to live, I mean, you're going, well, okay, this is not good.
Well, I guess that vacation in 6 months is where we're going to have to replan
And you do. Sure. You're thinking ahead like, 3 months. Well, let's see. That's not even Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I got to take my Christmas presents back. So this is, anybody. And, you know, this strikes all of us.
Right.
And what's really sad is one out of three women and one out of two men in this country will have cancer. And
I've had a couple of doctors, and I've got one in the family now, daughter-in-law.
That's good.
And the statement is, if you live long enough, you will have cancer somewhere along the line.
Well, it's in us. The way I understand it, I knew a little about cancer, but not enough. Yeah. But it's in us, and mine, as I said, it woke up.
Right.
And with a vengeance. But I go to Siteman Cancer Center in St. Louis. They were going to operate on me. I have kidney cancer. Take out my kidney, but it's in my lungs. And when it goes to other organs, you can't cure it. If it was just in the kidney, they take the kidney out. A lot of people have survived and done very well. You can live on one kidney. But when it goes into other organs, you're in trouble. And they can't cure you. So they started me on an experimental drug. It stopped the growth of the cancer. To my knowledge, it's not spread. So they gave me, that was last March. So here it is June. Mm-hmm. And I've survived that long with this.
Man.
How much longer? I don't know, but that doesn't make any difference. The point is they are doing a lot of research. They are doing a lot of things. I wished they could come up with a cure for all of these. And as much money has been spent, it looks like they probably should, but we understand. They find one cancer, and then they find four more different cancers. So when people say, well, they died of cancer, well, you don't know exactly what kind of cancer they died of.
And we're talking about genetic work at the genetic level.
Right.
And there's, you know, millions and billions of strands of DNA and genetic stuff. So when you start talking about the investigation into all this sort of thing, it's really just started.
Well,
I shouldn't say just started.
No, they're
well into it, but there's more to do.
Some of these tests, this one test that they were talking about, had been going on for 25 years. Mm-hmm. They've worked with the polio vaccine, or polio, not vaccine, polio, the actual virus, and inserted that into a tumor in the brain, and it kills the tumor. Now, the experiment with that is they gave people too much of it, it killed them. They gave them too little, it didn't work. And they're trying to work out the exact dosage to give them. But there are people walking around today who've had that inserted into their brain, into the tumor, and they're 3-4 years survivors. And it's gone. The cancer's gone. So, I'm hoping that if they could keep me and everybody else alive long enough with these drugs that are killing us anyway. The drugs kill us too.
Yeah.
May they find a cure for what we have. But a lot of people have been wishing that for a long time.
Yes.
And it has happened. They have come up with some cures for some of these cancers. But still, if they don't, Terry, as I said, I've had a great life.
Mm-hmm.
I've had great parents, a great wife, a pretty good son, I think. I've done about what I wanted to do. There's always more things you want to do in life. There's things you'd like to accomplish. But I have no regrets in my life. So if something happens, it happens.
You have the honor of speaking to the Montgomery County Cancer Association annual birthday party.
The birthday party.
Which I think is quite an honor, and probably they couldn't have gotten anybody better.
Well, I kind of hesitated doing that because maybe they ought to have a survivor do that. I'm a prolonger, not a survivor, but that's okay.
That's a step.
Right. And I think one of the things I would tell everybody out there, it's listening today, just like Hayward Talley, he spent his life, he did what he wanted to do, and he did it the right way. If there's something you want to do as a person, and you don't have the reality that you may die soon, go do it.
Yeah.
Go do it now. If there's that class you always wanted to take but never took when you were 18 years old, go take it. If there's some place in the world you wanted to go and you've got the means to go, go.
Right.
And I'm not talking about the bucket list. We all got bucket list of a lot of things we'd like to wish for. But
the bucket list is kind of a popular slogan over the recent years, and I'm not sure people really had those things.
No, but there are things in our lives. And we're not multimillionaires like that one guy was in the movie, but there are things that you can do and things you wanted to do, go do them. Mm-hmm. And you know, and one thing is be happy. You got to smile. I got to smile about this. It's better than crying all the time. But it's just what it is.
But it is okay to cry once in a while.
Oh, yes. And you do that. And you're depressed every once in a while. Mm-hmm. And I feel sorry for the people around me who have to put up with me part of the time. One Nancy, for sure. And my mother and my son. And he's going to get married here pretty soon, and his poor new wife is going to have to put up with me, I hope.
A
long time, I hope.
Yeah.
But, and just as I told you earlier, you could drive right out here. You've been doing this 38 years.
On Route 16, on 16 at 3:30 in the afternoon, I'm telling you, it's crazy
right
out here.
And be hit by a truck or a car and be gone. And the point is, Terry, did you do in your life what you wanted to do? And in your case, you're not in your head yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you have.
Yeah,
you've
absolutely
done this.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So everybody needs to look at themselves and say, you know, have I done what I needed to do?
I've considered myself one of the luckiest cusses ever living on the face of this planet. I'll be honest with you, because I've done what I've wanted to do, worked at a job that I wanted to do since I was in third grade, for God's sakes. So, and people say, what's the greatest part of your job? And I tell them, I get to meet great people. And I consider you one of those people.
Yeah.
I get to meet people who are interesting and who are, you know, you can develop a professional friendship with, if not a more personal friendship with, and the world is full of terrific people. It really is.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to say one very important thing.
We've got about a minute left, my friend.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's all we
got. But we can do this again.
Well, there's been a lot of prayers given for not only me, but everybody who's ill with this. And of course, I firmly believe that's helped me. And I appreciate all the prayers I've gotten from everybody. You know, I wished everybody could be cured. That's what we would wish for. But we know, inevitably, we're all going to meet our maker. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Some of us a little sooner than what we want, but that's just part of life.
That's part of life.
And just talking about Hayward today. Hayward's gone, but he lived a great life. And I think he did what he wanted to do, enjoyed it, and it was a great success at what he did.
Well, my friend, let's do this again in about a year. What do you say?
Well, I'd love to do it in 2 years.
2 years? Maybe three.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Roy Hurdle, good friend, chairman of the county board, still working his butt off to make our lives better in Montgomery County, and we'll continue to do that as long as you can. I know you will. And
as long as I can get out of bed.
There you go,
put
buddy.
Put the feet on the floor.
He even drank some of our coffee this morning. And that's pretty scary. I'm telling you right now. That's it for the Wednesday.
I'm still here.
And that's it for the Wednesday talk show here on this 10th day of June. For WSMI, I'm Terry Tote.